The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, all right. So for those of you that have been listening and know, I love EWG.org, EnvironmentingWorkingGroup.org. It's just such a great community. It's free. It's a website and more to help you understand what you should avoid. Because in my opinion, across the board, what we need to do for ourselves to be our own quote-unquote primary care providers, being primarily in charge of providing care for ourselves, is we got to reduce exposure from all of these different toxins wherever we can, because there's a lot of times when we just don't have any control over it. So I want to talk about dioxin toxicity today. And a lot of this information came from EWG.org, and I definitely want to give them that plug, because it's just something. EWG.org, if you send them $10, they'll send you like the Clean 15, the Dirty Dozen list. There's also a safe cosmetic database. You can understand what you're putting on your face. Is it full of dioxins? Well, what dioxin? All right, a dioxin is a hormone disrupting, cancer and diabetes causing toxic chemical, now unfortunately found in humans all over the world. Okay, it's basically formed during many industrial processes when chlorine or bromine, okay, is burned in the presence of carbon and oxygen. Those also, chlorine, bromine, they're also kind of giving us a little bit of issues with thyroid cancer, and I'll talk more about that later. But dioxin and dioxin-like compounds like PCBs, okay, we hear a lot about that, are part of a group of chemicals classified as persistent organic pollutants, okay, POPs. And they're a major environmental contaminant and pollutants that resist degradation, right? They don't go anywhere, and they're here in our environment for a long, long time. And therefore, they persist and they build up in our food chain. That's the biggest thing, okay? Dioxins are the unintended byproducts of a variety of industrial processes, right? Including waste incineration, metal smelting, chlorine paper bleaching. Remember when we were in school, we had the big lined paper that was bleached white. And then when we went to college, we had the college ruled paper. But just think about how many years you've been on this earth having different types of paper that have been bleached, for sure. Dioxins and dioxin-like compounds are now, I mean, they're pretty much ubiquitous. They're in soils and sediments, in the air and the water, and they're found in very, very remote locations. A lot of Americans, I should say, believe that dioxin pollution isn't really any longer active. Unfortunately, the truth is that dioxin contamination, now when we talk about an endocrine or hormone disruptor, we think about all of our hormonal issues that we go through. Oh my dear, oh my dear, oh my dear. Normal hormonal transitions, having so many symptoms. The truth is that dioxin contamination continues to be completely widespread, and this includes contamination in the United States, where release of dioxins increased by 18% between 2009 and 2010. Also, dioxins, these little pesky things, you can find in your food sources. Yes, and they're stored in our bodies because of it, but this is most likely due to our contaminated food supply. In meat and fish and milk and eggs and butter, and foods that Americans eat on a daily basis all contain dioxins. In fact, the Environmental Working Group concluded in 2010 that the general public can be exposed to up to 1,200 times more dioxins than the EPA scientists have considered safe for cancer risk. Dear, all right, this is the United States we're living in. All right, and scientists also are particularly concerned about the fact that human breast milk contains dioxins. So we're starting to accumulate this stuff, even in vitro. And then, human breast milk, I guess, you can't get really in vitro. But as soon as you get out and you start sucking on that teat because you're hungry as a little newborn, we're having exposure, all right? So the frightening consequences of dioxin toxicity, it really can be serious at excessively high levels and or extended periods of time. And that's always been my sort of stand, where people are like, oh, dioxins, you know, that's not going to affect me, because I know all of these things that we talk about, PCBs and dioxins and heavy metals and lead and mercury and phthalates and parabens, we talk about them all and you think, oh, yeah, well, you know, I drink organic milk or whatever. But let me tell you something. This is low-level overtime exposure that really creates, I think, infertility issues, child development issues. It can attack the immune system. I'm working with a woman right now who's got, we're kind of trying to track where her autoimmune started because it's showing up in so many different areas, and what we can do about it. Because I actually think she has a bit of toxicity, but I see that all the time in my practice. But respiratory diseases, cardiovascular diseases, cancer, diabetes, as I said before, all of these things, infectious diseases, I mean, you've got a greater receptability to these things if you have any dioxin buildup, all right? So how can you avoid toxicity? I'm not going to deliver this punch without telling you what the heck you can do. Avoiding dioxin exposure, it's kind of difficult because, of course, it's ongoing. That's why I say you got to take control wherever you can, all right? It's ongoing. It's released by various industries, which, you know, it's resulted in the contamination sort of in the American food supply. The worst food offenders, though, you should know about are the animal products, okay, including meat, fish, milk, eggs, and butter. You can cut down on the exposure by eating fewer animal products, all right? So, and make sure, though, also perhaps that the products that you do eat, that you resource as clean as possible to your best ability, all right, and to your best knowledge. Also, in addition to eating a plant-based diet, all right, so I always say plant strong, nutrient dense, no matter what, you help protect your body from the ravages of dioxin toxicity by making small daily diet and lifestyle choices that boost your body's immune and detoxification system. Quite honestly, this is exactly what I'm doing right now for this particular patient of mine where we are, she's kind of got a little lupus thing going on and she's got Hashimoto's thyroiditis. And I'm thinking, we've got to get to the source of this, okay? We can all choose to live in a way that enhances detoxification and our immune health by choosing fresh organic foods as often as possible, eating plenty of raw or slightly cooked, so steam, I call them steam fries, vegetable juices, go to Ray, our everyday juicer, and every week Dr. Holly Guest, his website, he can tell you so much about how to get started there. Sprouts, leafy vegetables, leafy greens, cruciferous vegetables. So cabbage, cauliflower, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, kale, mustard greens. Somebody just said collards are the new kale, which I thought was really funny that everybody's, you know, everybody's trying to kick kale off the block because it seems to have reached celebrity status, whatever. But garlic too, like 1 to 4 cloves daily. Yep, that's right. If you get all of your friends to do it, nobody will ever even notice. That's the biggest thing, right? And finally, drinking plenty of filtered water. Make sure your bowels are moving. As Ray was talking about fiber, the thing is about fiber, that's exactly how we can make that bowel movement holds onto our waste products. And we create that bowel movement by absorbing water back in, blending with the fiber, the waste products that we need to get rid of. Okay. Definitely filtered water. A lot of people always have questions about that. I am from Los Angeles. I'll just tell you, and we had a little earthquake the other day. And I got to tell you, I was happy because if it would have been worse than it was and something would have happened to the water supply, I have a Berkey filter, Berkey. It's a little camping Berkey filter. And I could have gone out to my pool and taken that water and it could have been filtered completely clean. And I could have had a resource of my family. Okay, so dioxin exposure is almost impossible to avoid, but we can prevent the toxicity by making sure that we've got a strong natural detoxification system like everything else, and that you are feeling that you can control what you can. Okay, so many things out of our control. Take control of what you can. Avoid eating, as I said, those animal products as much as possible, and stay heavy on the plants. Plants, plant strong, nutrient dense. That's how we can do just about everything these days. All right. Well, I appreciate you listening. You got to stay tuned and you follow us at Your Radio MD on Twitter and on Facebook. We'll be right back.